today, let's talk about logic. Now, I know this might seem awful strange to some of you, especially those of you who have studied in the universities throughout the country. Logic is something that we're not learning anymore, and it's essential to understanding the progression of things that surround us. Now, logic in itself is a means of coming to a proper end through the proper use of intellect. Now, when we talk about logic, there are some things that are completely illogical that we in our society have just accepted as logical. For example, evolution from species to species. Totally illogical, makes absolutely no sense. There is no way that any species can procreate after it has been united with another species. They are always sterile. So therefore, evolution from species to species is an impossibility, scientifically. Evolution is a, a theory. It's no science involved in evolution. It's evolutionary theory. Now, logic would dictate, also, that there is a God. It is completely irrational and illogical to hold an opinion that God does not exist. And why? Because the world around us begs differently. If you look at creation, look at movement, look at beauty, look at the degrees of good and bad, there has to be an unmoved mover. There has to be a perfect good. There has to be perfect beauty. How do we see the degrees and the different degrees and grades of perfection? Unless there is an absolute perfection, how can we judge something as being close to that perfection? The very idea of God is not a man-made institution. We have nothing that is eternal, omnipotent, omniscient in our day-by-day existence. Where do these concepts come from? God reveals them to us. The very fact that God is our Father. Now, I know there are religions that would have your head cut off if you call God Father, but I'm telling you this, that God is a most loving and affectionate Father. And to see Him in any other way is to completely abuse logic. If God was not a loving and affectionate Father, why would we be here? Why would anything exist? And so logic is absolutely necessary for us to continue not only in our faith, but as a being that socially lives in this world. Logic helps us to consider the end of our actions. One of the big problems is people don't think things through. They get up and they do something, and they say, well, wait a second, you know what will happen if you do this? No, but this is a good. I see this as a good. For example, many people see abortion as a valid means of resolving a problem. And what is that problem? A child. Now, the very logic involved in that statement is so far-fetched that it's not logic, it's foolishness. It's lunacy. To see any human life as a problem is to truly embrace evil. Humanity, our own humanity, human life is a gift. If we fail to see it as a gift, if we fail to recognize that God loved us into existence and He gives us this gift of life, then we are going to misuse it and abuse it. And that's exactly what our government has done by thrusting abortion on the people of this country. We didn't elect. We didn't vote. How did we get this abortion on demand, abortion every place? It wasn't the people that decided it. It was an unjust government that suppressed the living children within their own mother's wombs. They attacked human life in its most vulnerable and weakest state. Where's the logic in that? What kind of solution could there ever possibly be? Logically speaking, in destroying humanity to save what? The world? What was the world created for? Logically, it was created for mankind. It was created so that we would have a place that would know God's love, that would experience His kindness and goodness, which causes us to be great stewards of creation, but most certainly we are not saviors of it. There's only one Savior, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. But logically, we have to recognize that the world was created by God. There is no way this happened to come about. There is no way that the world just poof came from some big bang. When I was in the university, and I don't know if I mentioned this years ago, there was a teacher who told us exactly what evolutionary theory is. Say, for example, there's a stone at the top of the mountain. There's no wind, there's no rain, there's no nothing, just dead space. And all of a sudden, on its own, the rock begins to tumble down the mountain. And when it gets to the bottom of the mountain, it's in the shape of a perfect brick. Well, the chances of that happening are a couple billion to one. Well, all of a sudden, along came another rock, just happens to detach itself, not because of any wind, not because of any rain, but it just happens to start rolling down the mountain. And by the time it gets down to the bottom of the mountain, it's the exact same shape of the other brick, and it lands right next to it. Now, imagine that this action continues day by day or year by year, millennium by millennium, until you have a split-level home with indoor plumbing, a two-car garage with a car in it, and everybody living in it and enjoying themselves. That's the evolutionary theory. Without God, it doesn't make sense. The problem with our society is we've lost logic. We don't look at the natural consequences, not only of our actions, but what we want, what we choose to believe. Evolution is a dogma. It's a secularist dogma that people are forced through humiliation or whatever it is, because of school, because of teachers, to place their credence in. It's a religion. It's a religion that is founded to destroy religion. It's a religion founded to take away the logic that would make us see the fallacy of some of these thought processes. Logic is essential so that we can truly take a look, stop, see what the consequences of our actions, the consequences of our beliefs, the consequences of our thought process, what will happen if. Without logic, we make the same mistakes that people made years ago. That's one of the reasons why communism in Europe, that's why fascism, they destroyed books, they destroyed the past, because if we do not look at the past and recognize the fallacy of certain types of logic, we will repeat it. Socialism, there you go. Let's not look at the results and the effects of socialism. Let's just see what it does for us now. Let's not bother to look at places that are falling apart because of it. There's why we need logic. We need to recognize the truth as it stands on its own and apply that truth to reality. Be logical in everything you do. Look, study, think of the consequences of your actions, and then you will live a true Christian life.